Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to another segment of Radioactive Melting Pot. So tonight I was walking, and I was walking the dog, and the dog's name is Jazz. So as we were walking, a couple things happened, right? So the first thing that happened, and we saw a cat, and the cat, Jazz, went after that cat. And almost yanked my arm out of socket. And I'm like, dude, you can't be doing this. So then we walk in still. And we're coming back almost home. And we see this big old Doberman. And he's barking. And he now the dog is scared. And he's trying to run the opposite direction. So one time he's trying to run at something. The other time he's trying to run away from that thing. I'm like, man, this has got to be a mess. So the thing is, I had him on a leash the whole time. And I mean, each time I had him on a leash and I'm trying to pull him back and forth, you know, he only can go as far as I let him go. You know what I mean? You know, if he wanted to run, he only can go as far as the fastest I can let him do. And so that was something that just came on my mind. Because, you know, whenever you listen to my segments, just so you know, the reason why I do what I do is because I want you to be out in the world and just your thoughts should be able to be put out there. And if they criticize you for your thoughts, it is what it is, because you need to be able to say how you feel. I mean, and speak how you feel. So the reason why I brought up the leash is because I'm thinking about us as a people, and how some of us are out here and we're still, our lionesses and lions, or however you want to say it, our pride is on leashes, you know. And when I say pride, I'm not, it's a twofold thing. So, you know, a pack of lions or whatever is called a pride. And what I see and way I interpret things, I felt like when I was walking Jazz, he was like a lion, and I was like I was another lion. And I feel like sometimes, you know, some of us are on leashes. I even feel like I'm on a leash sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like my whole pride, my whole family is on a leash. And it's amazing how we're sitting here and we allow people to dictate how far we can go or what our minds are supposed to be able to think about. Like with Jazz, when he wanted to chase after that cat, that was something that was an instinctual or that he wanted to just go after this cat. You know what I mean? Because that was just, that's something in his instincts to say, I need to get that cat. And I'm looking at it like, I want to survive. So I do things to survive. But sometimes you have somebody pulling you back from that thing that's instinct for you to do. And it's just amazing how our people just don't know how to let that person say, hey, look. Because the thing is, the way I'm thinking is that sometimes it might not even be a person that's holding your leash. It could be your pride, your family. It could be your anger. It could be your addiction. Something can be holding you back from getting to where you want to go. It's a leash, and you're letting this thing dictate how far you can go. You can go as far as you want to, but you can't let that thing control you. So then this lady was running back, and I'm gonna go back to the walking. This lady was running back with her dog, and she ran by me like two or three times. She's always running. And so when I tell you she's a runner, I think she runs like 10Ks or something, but she runs. So she had her dog with her, and the dog was with her the first couple times I saw him pass me. But that third time they were whipping around there, that dog was like, nah, sir, I can't, you got to stop pulling me. So she pulled him, but he wouldn't go. So he was tired, and he just didn't have any energy because she was just going. She had energy, he didn't. And so that was another thing I was thinking about. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes the thing that you want so bad, you want to get out, you want to be on a leash, and you want to be able to do this, but sometimes that thing that you want is going to be a little bit more than you can achieve right now. So you gotta pace yourself. You can't just go out here and say, you know what, I can do it. I'm gonna run 15 miles every day. You got to keep doing it until your energy level is all the way up where you can run with that thing, that person, that whoever, because some people are just gonna pull you to see how far you'll go until you can fall off. That's what they want. They want you to fall off. They want you to say, I don't want to be on this leash anymore. Just, I'm done. I'm tired. They want you to give up. And so that's just my thing today. I mean, that's just my thing. And so, you know, just if you're out here, and I know some of the stuff I said may be random, but just if you're out here and you feel like you're on a leash, just remember you're a lion or a lioness, and that your pride, your family, and everybody, you can't let all of them keep you back. You have to do what you got to do, and be as powerful as you can be, and be all you can be and more. So talk to you later. Peace out.